Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, yours truly, Dr. Carter. We have on air with us the one, the only, Dr. Dionis Henson and D. Woods. We are getting ready to have a fun time within the next 30 minutes right here. So let's get it popping with our topic, which is business. So we all know right here we have three striving businessmen. We have a music artist, D. Woods. What's up, man?
What's going on, Dr. Carter? How you do, man?
Not much, man. And then we have another striving business owner, Dionis Henson, the doc.
Yeah. How you doing, Chris?
Oh, man, I'm making it. So we're excited, and we're just trying to get viewers. This is our first time doing it together. So we just go play it by play and do it like we know best, talking about business. So Woods, we ain't talked since what? Junior year of high school has been forever, right?
Right.
indeed. It's been a while, man.
And I hear you got you a little youngster running around. How that's going for you?
So far my little guy is he's 2 weeks today, and he's acting just like me. All he got to do is babble the freestyle. I know he mine.
All right, cool. Congrats, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
At 2 months, he running around acting like you.
Right.
That's what's up. And D-Hand, what's going on with you, man?
Nothing much, man. Just getting ready to move to D.C. within the next year. You know, getting everything all set. Just ready to get it popping, man, you know?
Let's make it happen. Let's talk about business. As for y'all who don't know me, I'm Dr. Carter, and my business happens to be Growing Tree. And what we do, I just recently ran into some people who gave me the exact idea of what we do. And our business exactly is just basically striving to promote other businesses and make them do what our names say, and that's grow. So that's one of the businesses. And this radio show is one thing that can help people expand their businesses by just sending in advertisements and whatever. And speaking of advertisements, I have one right here. It's a 3-on-3 basketball tournament entitled 2012 Hoops for Hope. And the location is Salvation Army Community Center, 2030 North Carolina Street in Saginaw, Michigan. The date is April 14th at 2012, and the time is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Deadline for registration is March 31st, 2012, and you need three people in the fourth just in case somebody gets hurt. And it's $10 per person, which is very cheap. So that's just $10, you know, two fives. You know, however many pennies you got, you know, crack open the penny bank and let's happen. Church of God in Christ. So just crack open the penny banks and let's make this happen, all right?
What church was that?
That was Refreshing Life. That's my church.
Say it again. I don't think they heard you. What church?
They heard me. Refreshing Life Church Ministries, Church of God in Christ, located on Kane Street, where our pastor is Edward Jones, and our first lady is Missionary Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, I'm home, bro.
Look at that church name. Wow, boy.
Yeah, I hope you can hear me. Whoa, I'm preaching voice.
Go get me started on the radio. You better stop.
All right.
Calm down.
But yeah, so that's just one business that you're looking at supporting by listening into our show. I'm not sure how often I'm gonna do a show. That's up to my co-host and my special guest or whoever I get on. Me and D Woods been talking about doing the show since we was sitting in Mr. Rhea's class in the back. And he started singing, Dr. Carter, do you with?
I remember those days.
Amazing, man.
That was back in the day, man.
We didn't got old.
Yeah, man.
Somewhat.
Somewhat old.
Oh, wiser, a lot more mature, man.
Yeah, from where we came from, all of us grew up in Saginaw, and look at us now. They tried to downplay Saginaw like it wasn't nothing. Let me see if I can get some music going on here. Y'all ready for some music?
Yeah, why not, man?
I'm an old school cat.
Right, right.
So let me see what I can find for y'all.
Speaking of business, shout out to Popeyes. It's going to be in Saginaw by June. Well, I can't wait for that open.
Oh, you talking now.
Speaking of business, bro.
Oh, you talking now.
Ah, man, you are.
Shout out to Central Michigan University by the name Medical School here. It's going to be here within the next 3 years.
You about to make me dance in the studio. You better see.
So all you people that's downplaying Saginaw, watch out. Saginaw come back on top. Saginaw should be the biggest college town in Michigan.
They say it's the turnaround.
Yep.
Indeed. And shouts out to Operation Reach. It's a volunteer service right behind rallies.
Oh, okay.
You know about Operation Reach,
man? Man, you know I know about Operation Reach. Stop playing. Those are my boys, man. Mr. Brandon and Mr. Noah, man. Those are my boys, man.
How often you be down there, bro? How often you be down there?
I haven't been there in a while, but I used to go almost every day, man.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, because I used to be down there during the summer. I ain't made it down that way in a minute either.
And this right now.
We're going to have to go down there. We're going to have to go down there.
Right by Lefley's?
Yeah, right behind Lefley's.
Okay, well, there's a gentleman downtown Saginaw right next door to Lefley's. I know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's where
United Way building.
Having an event there on the what day is that? I'm sorry, I'm losing my train of thought. The 17th of March, as a matter of fact. And it's called The Next Step to Success. So look me up out there. I should be out there unless I cancel it, but right now it's striving big, so
cool.
Trying to get our special guest to call in.
Yeah. Speaking of special guests,
you know what, Mr. Dr. Carter, for the moment, man, let's go ahead and start over this business conversation, man. Let's go ahead,
sure.
You know.
All right, yeah, let's start it up, man. What's going on? What exactly are you doing to strive in the business world? What are you doing with the music, and what is your plans with your music? What are you trying to do?
Well, my ultimate goal with my music is to make enough. And when I mean make enough, I don't just mean money. I mean, you know, popularity-wise, you know, have enough influence. That way, when I be able to come back to Saginaw, I can give back to Saginaw. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Where are you located at now?
No. I'm in Saginaw.
You in Saginaw? Okay.
I'm over
so
in Vista.
Saginaw.
Right. You know, because it's a lot of people, you know, I don't want to say any names, but it's a lot of people who, when they grow up and blow up from a small town, they don't really give back to that small town. You know what I'm saying? And I do this mentoring thing. You know, I go to schools and talk to kids, you know, about character education and drug prevention. You know, it's kind of like looking in the mirror of how you used to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there, it only gives me a lot more drive, a lot more motivation to reach and, you know, achieve my dreams. So that way I can show these young kids, you know, you can do whatever it is that you set out to be. You know, you can be whatever it is you want to be, you know, just, you know, reach for your dreams. You know, the sky is not the limit. If it was, we wouldn't have rockets. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's true. I like that. I like that to the max. So we are all three of us actually are in the mentoring game. Giannis, like, what is your plan? And I know we talk a lot because you know we on that brother thing. So I know exactly that your plan is the same thing as D Willis's plan. So how do you plan on giving back to the community?
Well, first of all, for what I want to do, pretty much I want to set an example, like just for our youth. I want to get all my education done because, you know, I don't want the youth to be looking like, oh, you trying to preach to me about getting a quality education, but you just graduated from high school. What did you do after that? You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So pretty much after that, right now I'm enrolled at Delta College, as you already know. My major is journalism, and next spring I'm transferring to Howard University in Washington, D.C. While I'm at Howard, I'm going to shadow Dr. Jamal Bryant for how his ministry's going and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm going to follow him, get his input, take some notes from him. Then hopefully some of the ministries he have going on, we can bring it back to Saginaw to help build up our community once again. So that's what I'm looking at. So as far as public relations go, that's my main goal. Probably be a public relations coordinator so I could just pretty much make Saginaw blow up, put Saginaw back on the map.
Okay. All right.
You know,
that's
I'm not looking at the map. You know, only two cities out there is Detroit and Grand Rapids and Lansing. They're the only cities I see when I look at the map. I want to put Saginaw on top.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Hold up. We got a caller. I think this is our guest. Hello, you're on there with Dr. Carter D. Willis in the doc. What's up?
What's up, man?
Man,
what's up,
how y'all doing?
Man, you already know Swag Team over here. It's chilling. We cool and you already know we doing shit. It ain't nothing about that.
Is it both DQ and Josh, or is it
DQ? Right now it's DQ and Josh.
All right. Let's make it happen then. The conversation right now is business. And we just talking about what do you plan on bringing back to Saginaw? So that's just the main thing right now is what do you plan on bringing back to Saginaw with what you getting ready to do with your business?
Well, I say as far as that, right now we ain't really been telling everybody what's been going on, but I can leak out a few things. Right now, Josh coming out with a mixtape, 18 Letters, be looking out for that in a few months. That's going to be dropping some nice-ass songs you got to hear up on there. He got some nice-ass songs that's coming out. We doing videos to them, trailers to them. Like Future said, it's about to be a movie in this bitch. We about to go hard. And, I got a mixtape coming out. I got Pure Codeine 1, Pure Codeine 2. It's going to be a deluxe mixtape. They're coming out at the same time. They're going to drop. We're supposed to have a performing in Lansing March 16th. We got a apparel coming out, clothing line coming out, Space Age, DCG, Just Live, and then... let's see, Loud Life. We got a few things that's coming out. We got a few things that's ahead and everybody. The summer is going to be on and popping. I mean, we just trying to put Saginaw back up on the map. You know what I'm saying? We just trying to make this happen. And I mean, like, it's more to this rap game. When we get in, we just wasn't finna... just go out rapping. We was going to do business off this shit. We was going to do business after business. We was going to take over. Saginaw was going to come out. Believe that.
Okay. So it looks like all four of us have the exact same plan on rebuilding Saginaw. Now, Saginaw comes a lot of responsibilities. We're talking about doing outreach such as D. Woods was talking about. We're outreaching to what? Schools, other communities, not just only Saginaw, but outreaching the Midland Bay City. How are we going to do this as a team? Because now we're talking about the real swag team. It looks like we're about to bring a fourth swag team to Saginaw. So how is our swag team going to be different than any other swag team?
Whoa, that's a nice question. That's a real nice question. Well, our swag team, I mean, I noticed the radio, but I mean, our swag team, it ain't all about your clothes. It ain't all about how fresh you look, you know, I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, all about, you know what I'm saying, what kind of clothes you buy, expensive shit that you do. You know what I'm saying? With us swag team, I mean, it's life. We live it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, how many girls have you had in your life? How many girls can you say that, oh, well, they did this, they did that. Oh, yeah, I know Josh. I know DQ. Yeah, they them niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of swag teams that's coming out that everybody is like, oh, you know what I'm saying? They got dislikes about them. But, I mean, I bet you if you put us around the city, they won't say nothing about us. It's nothing that they can say. Why? Because, I mean, everything we do, they know. We lived it. You know what I'm saying? And I mean,
the
ones that's coming up now, I mean, I don't really know much about, and I don't really know the aspect of their team or anything they do. All I know is we ended to get money. If you ain't ended to get money, I don't know what you're doing.
I love this conversation we have right now.
Hey, DQ, what's up?
Hey, is there like a Twitter page or a Facebook where they can follow you or add you or something like that?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter, DQ_Ramsey. I'll be changing it, but I mean, right now, you can follow me at DQ_Ramsey, and Josh's is J418ST. Follow us on Twitter. There's going to be an epidemic, and I'm telling you, everybody that's following us is getting money. Everybody that's going to be behind us is getting money. If you win it, best believe we're going to win this. It ain't nothing.
Yeah, now I think I'm gonna be in the need of a public relations manager, right? You know,
right.
Once I get big, you know, I'm gonna throw my application out. I'm throwing my app out.
right now we looking forward to like with managers and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? To keep us up going, because, I mean, it's going to be a lot of stuff that's going on that we're going to need people to handle with money and this, all this other stuff. So, I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Man. Best believe. I got y'all.
Cool.
What most people don't realize is the way we're talking, most people don't realize that we're only, what, ranging from what, 19 to 20?
And 19 to
20. 18 right here. I'm 18. I'm 18.
18,
I'm young. 18.
We young and we talking like we got knowledge. What prepared you exactly for your role? So for me, what prepared me was, I have to say, education and the support of family. Now, for you, each of you, which one of you, I forgot one, I'm sorry, but most of all, without God, none of this would be possible, and I know that's for anybody. With the love of God, you know, we would not be able to be where we are now. So for each of you, where did it bring you from? Like, what was your childhood to where you are now? And I got Josh calling in right now. Hold on, let me bring Josh in. Hello?
What's up, bro?
What's up, J4?
So I'm telling you, you know me, man, you know. Getting this money.
Hey, Chris. What's up?
Your phone echoing, bro.
I got so many people on.
Your phone echoing. Everybody take that phone off.
It's good.
Yeah, just don't put it on speaker. But yeah, what's up, Josh?
Shit, chilling. Yeah,
I don't know what she's trying to do.
I'm talking about right now.
I'm trying to eat right now. I was trying to wait.
I'm
hungry. You can go eat. I ain't gonna eat.
Chris, can you repeat your question again, bro?
Yeah, do that.
Chris.
Hey.
Chris.
I need a lighter.
All right, so pretty much, the question was,
pretty much what drove you to
be where you are now?
Where you come from?
Right.
I'm everywhere.
He's
just silent for no reason.
Man. Yeah, D Woods, how about you, Gunman?
Okay. Growing up, or whatever, I always had this feeling that, you know, I could be great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always had this feeling that I could be great. And
it was
something
oh,
that I really didn't want to address.
Is this D Woods? No, that's Vega, bro.
Yeah, this Woods.
Oh, okay.
What's up,
Vega?
Yeah, I always had this feeling that you know, I could be great, but it's something I never really wanted to address because I never wanted to be cocky. You know, I never wanted to be that arrogant guy. You know, so I always pretty much stayed in my own lane, stayed to myself, and, you know, tried to, you know, eat as many slices of humble pie as I could, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, as I grew older, the more that, you know, I became humble or whatever, the more I became driven to reach my peak and then go even further. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I think it's like, you know, the people that I attracted around me, they had that same drive, you know. Like, be honest, you know, and when we first, you know, started, you know, kind of conversing or whatever, you know, I guess I could hear it in his voice, you know, that he wanted to be what he wanted to be. You know, same thing goes for Chris, same thing goes for DQ, and same thing goes for Josh, you know, all four of y'all, you know, y'all picked it with me, you know. And I'm just, I guess what drove me to be here is the fact that I don't want anybody in this world that either listens to me or that knows me or that knows of me to feel like, you know, they can't do it. To feel like, you know, if ain't nobody else going to do it, then it's just not going to get done. You know what I'm saying? I want to be that, you know, at least that thought in the back of somebody's mind that, okay, if this young black cat from the hood who really wasn't up to no good can do it, then I guess I can too. If he can reach his dreams and go further, then I guess I can too. That's what drives me.
What drives you, Dion?
What's that, bro? I couldn't hear you.
What drives you? Yeah.
Wow, let me see. I had to take some notes after listening to DQ, but I mean, not DQ, D Woods, my bad. But yeah, pretty much like exclude everybody like out of my territory, because I was letting too many people get their input what I should do in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pretty much that they influenced me for a long time, but I'm not trying to get religious on anybody, but I had to talk with God, and he told me, do what I have planned for you to do.
Right.
He's like, I don't care what your mama say. I don't care what this friend say, what she say, what he say. Do what I want you to do.
Okay.
You know, like, Chris, you know, I went through many career changes, like major changes and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Ninth grade, I wanted to be a doctor. Tenth grade, I wanted to go to the Navy, tenth grade.
Right.
And then junior year, I wanted to be a cop and everything like that. It's pretty much I was letting people influence me.
Right.
But I have to sit down, I have to have a discussion with myself. And I told myself, I'm going to do what I'm good at, pretty much, which is speaking. Pretty much anybody that know me, they know I like public speaking, doing stuff like that, asking and stuff.
Okay.
So pretty much that drove me, because I believe God gave me my voice to make a difference. No, it started in Saginaw. The next thing you know, I'm over the state of Michigan. The next thing you know, I'm traveling different states. I'm going to Indiana, Illinois, Georgia, stuff like that. The next thing you know, I might be on MSNBC in a couple of years.
Hey, CNN.
Yeah, you know, I look.
No, we all have the drive to change.
So with the drive to change comes motivation. And I know for a fact that my two leaders of the swag team, DQ and Josh, which is great to have both of y'all on the show at the same time. I didn't think I was going to get both of y'all. So it's great to have both of y'all on here. Give me a little bit on your perspective, Josh, on what you're doing.
Like, why am I doing it?
Yeah, well, what are you doing to change and build your business? I know you a businessman. You just sound like one.
Doing
business. How does it makes you look like a businessman? What are you doing to become a businessman?
And I'm working hard as I can. You already know I'm taking my classes. Don't you know that's where it started off? You ain't got an education, you ain't got shit. That's where it started off anyway. That's where the money is at. So, you know, I'm taking care of that first. And, you know, taking all my degrees, all that good shit. On the side, I'm starting up a little ventures. As you heard before, DQ said we got the solar lines coming up. You know, I got the Bio Life, and I got the Just Live Flavor line. Be looking out for that. Music, right, you know, I rap. And I make beats, you know, I'm selling beats out here, too. Beats from in the business of doing business, you feel me?
DQ, this question for you, man. I want to know, you got a good start, man. How did you become about getting the mindset that you have today?
Well, let me see. It all started when I was in middle school. Came up, and I felt like that I really didn't know much what to do. My mindset was to study on girls, and it felt like soon I really wasn't gonna make it. You know what I'm saying? In life. And I found something that I liked, and it was rapping. And I stuck to it, and after that, I really wasn't serious about it until I got my daughter. I got two kids now. And, when I took that to the next level, I just promised myself that I was going to keep rapping and I was going to go harder. And after that, it just stuck to my ambition. And, like, every day I rap, every day. Try to find studios, try to find performances. I mean, because this is where money coming out. And, I mean, like, as long as my kids is fed and they good, I mean, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So I think it was just my ambition to do stuff. And when I burn that ambition out, I mean, everything fell.
I feel everything that you guys are saying, man. All of y'all just put in on some good stuff. We're running out of time. We only had 30 minutes, I know. I know we got a caller right here. Let me take this caller, okay? Hello? Thought I had a caller. I don't know what happened. I got a caller or what?
Yeah, hello.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Jonathan Redburn.
Oh boy.
I'm sorry.
What you up to?
Hello?
Yeah.
Whose number is 202-538-5501?
That's Jonathan, bro.
That's Jonathan?
Yeah,
you should be giving the number over the radio. What's up,
y'all? Hey, thanks for putting my number out there.
Oh, my bad. Hey, we got 50 seconds. I'm going to be doing another segment within the next 40 minutes. Y'all hang on tight, man. I know, John, you just came in. Hold on for me, man. I'm trying to get another segment going right here. So, y'all, thank you for everything. I know Josh said DQ got to go. We only got 30 seconds to wrap it up. I'm going to bring y'all back, all right? So please stay close. All right? This is the Daily Biz with Dr. Carter. Y'all keep your heads up. Love all. And guess what? Love, peace, and happiness from the studio. We'll be back in about 40 minutes, all right?
Peace, love, and peace.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for checking us out. Next time, the Daily Biz right here.
So, do we stay on the phone?
Hello, who's still there?
I'm still here. Are we still on the phone? Yeah.
He was, did you?
Yeah, this me.
Thank you, man. I really enjoyed that, man. I'm trying to get another segment, dude, for the next few minutes, dude. So, I'm trying to get